could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is Jasmine, the dog trainer, here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, 818-818-6401, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at by the gorgeous
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to treat your cat, and I've got three of them, three rescues, and they love Vitacraft Lick and Lap because it's creamy, it's tasteful, and it's healthy. So, you can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Also, don't forget about Good Pets Foods, supplements and treats for your dogs. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. You can listen and watch on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, at Alexa, at CRN4, tune in, or on your smartphone, #250, or go to our website, TalkinPets.com, and click on Listen Live. This is Talkin' Pets.
Why, Rennie is my best friend.
I wonder who his best friend is.
A man's best friend is a dog. That's a very common fact. Everybody knows it's true. But tell me, mister, have you ever wondered if a dog has a best friend too? Well, I figured it out last night, and I did it all alone, and I think that I've got it right. So if you've got a dog of your own, I'm about to give you a bit of philosophy you ought to remember if you can.
So I gotta ask you, Jasmine.
Yes.
That's an old song from way back when. And why is it always dog is man's best friend?
I don't know.
Why don't you never hear dog is people's best friend?
Because it's a male-dominated world.
Is it?
Yes, it is. we're seeing.
That's another that, show.
Yeah, right?
But dogs, like, what about, like, I've never heard the song where cat is man's best friend.
No, they say cat is, like, women are associated with cats.
Well, then again, you got Catwoman versus, well, Batman. It wasn't a dog man, but there is a dog man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
So, there's everything out there. But again, you were treating my cat Shadow to some Lick and Lap by Vitacraft.
Claws
and
are in my leg.
She was, well, she wants more.
I know.
She'll do anything. I can get her to climb something or do something or move somewhere or come to me when I call her by name. If I'm holding that packet in my hand, she's on it. Like a wet rag on a wall. She just doesn't, you know,
what?
Fall off.
I've never heard that saying before.
Because I made it up.
Okay. All right.
It's a good one.
That makes sense. Yeah. It
works.
It wouldn't stick, so I don't know.
A dum bum bum. Oh, there's the strange man in the corner again. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If you've got a question, training question or behavior question, we want to hear from you about your pets. So, dogs. A lot of people don't necessarily. Do you get calls like from people that say, I have a cat. I want you to train it.
No, because my name is Jasmine the dog trainer.
Well, I know that. But the thing is that people, there's not a lot of people that would call and say, I want you to train my cat.
They contact a cat trainer
but
or
don't,
an
don't,
animal behaviorist.
I have yet to see one. I mean, I know they're out there.
Have you watched the show, My Cat from Hell? He's a cat trainer.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, there's
not that many cat trainers out there.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But dog trainers, there's tons.
Well, think about this. Most of the reasons someone would contact a dog trainer because of issues that they're having with their dog is because we have to take our dogs outside to use the bathroom, right? So they're encountering people. They're encountering people in public places or, you know, in the neighborhood. So if you have a dog that's aggressive with other people, you need to figure that out versus a cat that's antisocial. When you have company over, they're probably just going to avoid your company or you can close them off in another room.
Oh, you don't know Shadow. My cat. But you brought up a point with aggression around people and so on and so forth. And my mind automatically went to the lack of socialization.
Yeah.
And
there's plenty of cats that need to be trained.
But with dogs, though, like people wonder why their dog is aggressive or, you know, the dog goes after somebody or, you know, keeps barking at someone or something like that. Because basically, they've never been socialized. Or maybe not. Is it possible that they're not socialized enough?
Well, there's a number of reasons why a dog could be aggressive. It could be hereditary. It could be due to medical issues. It could be due to environmental factors. And it could also just be due to the fact that the dog was in an environment that made it feel unsafe before it went into a rescue or before somebody else obtained it.
Have you ever heard the person say, well, I got this dog and I adopted this dog and he's great and no problems with him unless he sees a guy with a beard?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden the dog wants to either cower away or attack.
Yeah.
Depends on the situation. But could that be because of a past situation with the
dog?
It
could, but sometimes that reactivity is due to the dog not being around somebody that's had a hat on before or a hoodie and
or a beard.
That person looks suspicious to them. I've had dogs that I was working with, well, this dog was deaf, so they have more of a tendency to be reactive because they can't hear. So something that's new to them puts them on guard. So she had some anxiety. But women in flowy sundresses sent her over the edge.
Really?
Yes, a Dalmatian.
It's like, what is this floating thing coming at me? I don't see no legs.
She would freak out because it made her scared. She was afraid. It was a total fear reaction. She would stretch her body out and get low and, like, she's shaking, but she's barking because she's like, don't you come near me with that dress on. Yeah.
But how do you deal with that part of, like, a dog that reacts that way? I mean, can they be fixed?
It depends. There's so many factors. Humans are usually the reason why certain things don't work with behavior modification, the humans that are associated with the dog. Sometimes the dog is just so reactive and shut down that it's something that has to constantly be worked on and reinforced to counter condition that behavior. You know, most of the time the humans that live with the dog are not following through with things the way that they're supposed to. And unfortunately, in order to flush a behavior like that, you have to constantly be training them for it.
So repetition is what works with training with
yes.
dogs. But so you think that the owners or the parents, the pet parent, the dog parent gives up because they're tired?
They get frustrated. And, you know, people are tired and they come home from work. And it's a matter of, I tell people, you know, you have to follow through. If we're working on this and you tell them this command and they don't do it and then, like, you just walk away from them, then we're not really reinforcing what we're trying to
Well, it's kind of like it's kind of like having a baby for the first time. You don't necessarily know what to expect.
Yeah.
But when you have the baby, you know you're going to be woke up at all hours of the night.
Exactly.
You know you got to feed the baby at certain hours of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You got to change the diapers, which are horrible.
Yeah.
So it's almost like having a dog in your house for the first time. You need to teach them and you need to take care of them in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you hope that they grow up like a baby does.
Yes.
To be able to start doing things on their own.
Absolutely.
818-818-6401. That's the number. 818-818-6401. When we come back, we've got a story from Kayla. But give us a call with your questions or your comments or your stories. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. You can go and take whatever you want, but you can't take the dogs. You can even take the six train. Don't come say you miss me. You can go and take my last name off, but you can't take the dogs.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I've personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
More than a dozen cows were killed in a lightning strike in Kentucky. The lightning strike occurred at a farm in Jeffersonville as storms shook homes as they rolled through the area. The cattle owner's wife, who did not want to be identified, says that 14 cows fell victim to the strike, with most of them being found dead the next morning around a tree trunk. Gary Hamilton with Agriculture and Natural Resources said cattle tend to group together in shady areas during hot weather. They group underneath shade, which is under trees, Hamilton said. Once the lightning strikes the tree at the top, it'll come down the trunk and out through the roots. If the cattle are close, they're goners. According to the cattle owner's wife, the family has lost close to $40,000 with the loss of the cows. And preventing livestock from getting struck by lightning is not easy. It can strike a building that they're in and probably be worse than out underneath a tree somewhere on the farm. It's just being at the right place at the wrong time, Hamilton said. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
Cows, we're remarkable cows. And wherever we go, it's a fabulous show. Oh, you know we are cows. That's right, we're cows. Such remarkable cows. We can sing very low, we can dance in a row, we are lovely and slow. Yes, you know we are cows.
Love this song.
If you
come on, girls.
I don't know this song, John.
I was talking to the cows.
Oh, okay. Be heifers. I think he just called us fat.
Remarkable cows. And where we go, it's quite a show. Oh, you know we are cows. A turn of the head and a swish of the tail and a tippity-tap of the toes. What a glorious sight in black and white and a touch of pink at the nose. Here we go again, cows.
Okay, we're cows.
We're remarkable.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Let the games begin!
And this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can identify which creature makes this sound, we are going to send out a prize to you. You can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. You can go with Good Pets Foods, treats for your dogs, treat supplements from Good Pets Foods. You can go with a book on dogs or a book on cats from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have an elephant bracelet. We have a collapsible water bowl. We have a CD from Gino Sassani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles, not about murder. We also have from Kayla
some keychains that say Fur Mama and Dog Mama, I think the other one is. A pen, two pens, dog mom, cat mom, and a little kid's keychain with a cow on it.
And they're made from?
Silly beads by me.
There you go. So you can go with those, or you could go with a harness for a small dog, like a Chihuahua or a Pomeranian. And we have a calendar on Jasmine. Not on Jasmine. That would go quick.
The New York... What? Oh, my God. The New York Times cooking calendar. So it's a recipe calendar for your desktop.
It's cool, too. It's from workman.com. If you can identify... We've never used this one before. If you can identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? I'll give you a little scenario. I was out cutting my grass one day in my front yard. It was hotter than haysticks, and these things were flying over my head. I think they were waiting for something.
Oh.
And it could have happened in that hot weather.
Oh.
So, what creature is that? Obviously, if they're flying, it's a type of a bird. But what type of bird is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And we've never used that sound before. So, if you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call, or take a shot at it. You could be a winner of a prize of your choice. So 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Give us a call, and if you're wrong, you may get something like...
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
Or ma'am. 818-818-6401, what creature makes that sound? And it goes like this. You never want to see one of those hovering over your head. 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. Also, we're open to your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. When we were talking about aggression seems to be one of the, well, if not the worst characteristic that a dog can fall into.
Yeah, because it can put them at risk of having to be euthanized behaviorally.
Right. And, you know, nobody wants a dog around if it's going to bite.
Right. It's a liability.
And it's one thing if they're... That's what I want to ask you, actually. You know, some people are afraid that their dog's going to grow up to be a biter and, like, attack their kids or do this or do that. But would you consider... I heard different opinions. I'm curious to know what you're going to say. Tug-of-war. Do you think that's an aggressive sport for a dog to play tug-of-war with, like... a treat with you on one end and the dog. You know what I mean, the toys. I mean.
No.
You're on one end and the dog's on the other.
No, they play tug with one another, you know, when one dog has a toy and they're initiating play, they play tug with one another. It doesn't create aggression. That's not something that you should be concerned about is creating an aggressive dog with playing tug with them. That's just a game that they like.
So it's okay for them to do that. What do you think in terms of, like, and I think we talked about this once before, with toys that are out there that look like your clothes, meaning like your shoes, your socks, and then there's all these toys out there that resemble them, and then we get mad when the dog chews apart your leather shoes.
I feel like that's not really so much of an issue. The reason dogs will go after shoes is because it has a high concentration of our smell on it, because we sweat, our feet sweat, we have sweat glands in our feet. So when dogs are going after items, they're going after items that personal items of ours that have a high concentration of smell. That would be why they go after socks, shoes, underwear, glasses, pens, pencils, remote controls, because it smells like us. It has a high concentration of our smell. If a toy looks like a slipper, that's not telling the dog that, but I have a problem with giving your dog your old slippers to play with, because now that is giving them something that has your scent on it. That is that, yeah.
Let's jump to Robert in Smallwood, New York. Robert, what is this?
Is this a vulture?
Good job.
Congratulations.
Hey.
We got to go out to a break, so I'm going to let you speak with Sydney, and she'll fill you in on what we have. But we have the one calendar left from Workman, and it's the cooking calendar for your counter if you're a cook. But Sydney will fill you in on the rest of the stuff, and she'll let me know what you picked. Thanks for calling. You're absolutely right. It was vultures. This is Talking Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become vacation you, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
I'm Daisy Charlotte, here with the Talking Pets Rewind. Author Mark Winnick stops by Talking Pets to chat about his book, The Dog Healers, a novel.
Mark, tell us actually how you decided to write The Dog Healers. Was it your trip to Argentina, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. On a trip to Argentina, I was really captivated by, there's a huge dog walking community in Buenos Aires, and dog walkers come out every morning and they walk anywhere from 3 to 20 dogs at a time. And then I was just totally fascinated by this site. I think there's no other place in the world where you see such a massive community of dog walkers. Maybe New York, but I don't even think New York compares with what they have in Buenos Aires. And I was so fascinated, I happened to meet a very innovative dog walker there by the name of Carlos DeMarco, and he was also known as the Dog Healer. And I actually spent 3 days with him. I was so fascinated by his life and his view of animals and his philosophy about animals and how they help heal and lift the human spirit.
Anybody who can walk that many dogs, and I'm, you know, a handler and a trainer, but I'm amazed when I see people walk that many dogs, and no one's getting yanked around, and everyone
no one
stops
gets killed,
when somebody,
that we know of.
Nobody gets in a fight. Everybody stops when it's time to pick things up, and everybody's just doing, they're like on this, it's this very interesting, some kind of something between that particular human who's able to control, like, their minds and the way that they work together. I think it's amazing.
So I love dogs.
Excited.
I have to say, Mark, I'm a cat daddy. So I want. Are you going to come out with the cat healer?
Well, you know, I think that's the cat healers for somebody else that knows more about cats. You know. And I love cats, but I'm allergic. It's a great story for just animal lovers. I just really love it. So
you just made Julie sneeze. She's trying so bad to hold back that sneeze so she didn't sneeze on you answering that question.
Well,
go ahead. Let it out, girl.
Well,
let it out.
Maybe my allergies are contagious for her. I got to tell you, you're like, your show, I think it's one of the best pet shows in the country, and it's really, you guys are, I got to say, this is the most fun I've ever had with an interview. So
thanks, Mark.
Awesome.
I appreciate that.
Well, that about wraps it up for this. Achoo! Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Daisy Charlotte.
A
radioactive wasp nest was discovered in South Carolina at the site of a facility that used to produce materials for nuclear bombs. On July 27th, the U.S. Department of Energy released a report confirming that on July 3rd, a wasp nest with legacy contamination was near a tank at the Savannah River site. Despite the nest having a radiation level 10 times higher than the federal regulations allow, the organization stated that no wasp posed a threat to the public. The wasp nest was sprayed to kill wasps and bagged as radiological waste. The ground and surrounded area did not have any contamination, the report says. The delay in reporting was to allow time for reviewing previous wildlife contamination for consistency in reporting criteria. No further action was required in the field. There is no impact from the event on the other activities and operations, the U.S. Department of Energy continued. Legacy radioactive contamination means lingering radioactive contamination comes from prior activity. Though the U.S. Department of Energy said that the threat has been terminated, Tom Clements, executive director of watchdog group Savannah River Site Watch, told the Associated Press that the chance for danger could still be present. I'm as mad as a hornet that SRS didn't explain where the radioactive waste came from or if there is some kind of leak from waste tanks that the public should be aware of, Clements told AP. The Savannah River site was built in 1951 as a means to produce material for nuclear weapons, primarily tritium and plutonium, to support America's defense programs, according to the SRS website. SRS celebrated the 50th anniversary in the year 2000, and multiple tanks were operationally closed in the years that followed. It now functions as a cleanup and environmental remediation facility. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Jasmine the dog trainer.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. Since we have more to give away, I think we might play another sound so somebody else can win a prize if you want to pick it out. So the number again is 818-818-6401. If you can identify what bird, large bird, makes this sound. You may find that bird in a children's book when you're reading a story to your child about how they arrived at the house. Meaning that you're lying to them, but it's a children's book. What bird is that? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. What do you think about children growing up with pets? What's your opinion on that?
I feel like kids need pets.
I do too.
Honestly, you know, sometimes people don't raise their kids around dogs, and then they become an adult that's afraid of dogs because mm-hmm. they're not familiar with how to interact with one.
Also, when they get older, too, you find that when people, you know, grow up and they want to get a pet, maybe they're living on their own apartment or whatever, that they end up having an allergy to it because when they were young, they were never susceptible to them. There's a lot of things, like when we were kids, we always went out and got dirty. We played mm-hmm. games outside. We were around the elements and everything like that. So our bodies became more immune to a lot of things that were surrounding us because we were out and about more
kids
often.
Kids don't eat nature soup anymore. Did you know that? You didn't do that?
No. I don't even know what that is.
I would give it to my little sister and make her eat it.
Was it bad?
Well, it was like water from the stream at the bottom of the mountain.
It probably has Giardia in it.
And wild
onions. Did
she
get poops?
I don't know.
Number three?
Number three.
Diarrhea?
Wild onions. We had wild strawberries in the Appalachian Mountains, and they only get like this big. And they were like super sweet and stuff. But anyway, I would just like put all this stuff in. I'd be like, here, have your nature soup.
You're a great sister. Jeez. Well, my mom always said, you know, go out and, you know,
get in the dirt.
Yeah, you know, play war or whatever. We were going to do wiffle ball, whatever. We were always outside back then when we were young. Nowadays, kids are in the house the whole time playing video games and stuff. So they don't get out in the elements. So their body doesn't become immune to things. And animals are part of it, too. You get used to being around them.
Our punishment was, like, when we got in trouble, we weren't allowed to go outside. And that was the worst thing ever. And these kids feel like you're punishing them when you make them go outside instead of being stuck to a screen.
But it's sad that that's the education of it right now.
We were identifying what plant this leaf came from and, you know, discovering bugs and all of that.
Is that after or before you wiped your butt because you had to go to the poopies out in the woods?
I never did that. No, I went home to the bathroom.
So here's this bird sound. So when your kids ask you how they came about, sometimes you may reflect on a children's story and say, you were brought here by a blank. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can be a winner of one of the prizes. 818-818-6401. But, you know, I know it's strange, though, because none of my brothers... Well, I can't say none. One brother has a slight allergy to animals, mm-hmm. but we all grew up with cats and dogs, but my sister didn't have an allergy on that. Although, my sister did have, if she was licked by a cat, like her arms where the lick marks were would turn red.
It's not from not being around animals that you get allergy. When I was younger, I had a really severe cat allergy, and I had cats that were outdoor cats because... Well, I mean, maybe I coaxed them to follow me home, but I would always have...
I'm not saying a word.
I would always have a kitten follow me home, right? I'd be like, Mommy, I didn't pick the cat up and bring it here. It just followed me. She's like, why is it closed into the back porch? Because I didn't want it to get hurt. But anyway, I'm going to go to
the store. Did you end up keeping it?
Yeah. I had a black cat named Batman.
I had
an orange cat named I had an orange cat named Nails. I had an orange cat named Elizabeth. I had an orange cat named Garfield. I was like obsessed with orange cats, and they would just follow me all the time.
I got two strays that I feed outside.
Yeah,
that
orange.
With trap and release program, we got them neutered and spayed. So they got neutered, they got spayed, and then they came back to my front porch, and now they can't procreate, which is a good thing.
Yes.
Because there's way too many pets out there now.
I was worried they weren't going to want to come back after they were trapped.
Oh, they were. They hated me for a couple of days. Yeah, they knew that. You
and
know,
you took their baby.
Yeah, and I did. But the baby is adopted now.
Good.
Doing great, playing with another kitten.
Good.
And semi long hair. I thought it was going to be a short haired cat, and it's a he. He's got semi long hair. He's so cute.
Aww.
I miss him, actually, because I used to play with him all the time in the front yard. And he had three siblings. Two got killed, and one got stolen by teenagers.
Hopefully they're taking care of it.
I hope so, too. But we're going to go out to Ann in El Cajon, California. Hey, Ann, how you doing? And what do you think this is?
I think it's a stork.
Congratulations.
Good job.
I think the hints gave it away, right?
Good,
yep.
Good hint.
There you go. So you got a choice of things to go with. We have the dog treats, the cat treats. We have dog books, cat books. We have the pens from Kayla for Silly Beads by Kayla. Or Silly Beads? Yeah. By Kayla in pens. Or the keychains that you can wear around your wrist, Fur Mama, or...
Dog Mom.
Dog Mom. You don't have a cat mom yet.
No,
that one got taken. And we have a kids keychain as well. And we got the calendar on cooking from Workman. What do you think?
Well, I don't have kids and I don't have cats, so let's go with the dog treat.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
For the first time in 5 years, the Los Angeles Zoo is once again home to the wildly popular Tasmanian Devils. Working in partnership with the Australian government, the zoo received the two male devils this month, according to, what they're named is Danny Zuko and Crush. Different. And they are now available for public viewing in the Animals of Australia exhibit. The LA Zoo has a long history of caring for their species, and we are thrilled to once again have the opportunity to share them with our guests, according to Candice Sclementi, curator of mammals at the LA Zoo. Australia is home to so many unique species, and wildlife plays a pivotal role in the Australian culture. We are honored to provide an experience that will keep people better understand these wonderful animals and the challenges they face in the wild. It will be exciting to see our guests connect with this endangered species. The devils, both male, were born as Aussie Arc, a non-profit conservation organization in New South Wales that manages breeding and rewilding programs for some of Australia's most iconic and endangered species, like the Tasmanian Devil, Eastern Quoll, and long-nosed Potoro. Now, the Tasmanian Devils are indigenous only to Tasmania, an island state of Australia located just south of the mainland. A typical devil habitat includes eucalyptus forests, woodlands, and coastal scrublands. They find shelter under stones in caves, bushes, burrows, or hollow logs. With their snout build and oversized heads, Tasmanian devils might appear clumsy at first glance, but these marsupials reign as Tasmanian's top predator and have the strongest bite force relative to body size of any mammal. They are naturally curious and surprisingly active. Guided by sharp senses of smell and hearing, they track down both live prey and carrion. Though they are primarily scavengers, they are also capable of hunters of small birds and mammals. While mostly solitary, devils will gather around a carcass, often leading to noisy, dramatic feeding frenzies filled with growls and screeches. These intense gorge sessions let them consume a hefty amount of food at once. Like many scavenger species, devils play a vital role in keeping their ecosystem healthy. Tasmanian devils are classified as endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the IUCN Red List. Threats include human-wildlife conflict, conflicts with dogs and dingoes, and a rare disease known as devil facial tumor disease that only affects Tasmanian devils. Guests can view the two Tasmanian devils at the Animals of Australia habitat, weather permitting, at the LA Zoo. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us at social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Time. Tasmanian meltdown coming.
Let it be the weekend.
You kind of got to put some characteristics on humans like a Tasmanian devil. Could you imagine greeting, like, we never met Jasmine, and I want to ask you out on a date, and I came up to you and went...
No, John.
Would you go out with me?
No, I would call the local authority.
But that might be sexy to their species.
Oh, okay. Are you going to say some women?
Hey, it might be. You never know. Some women may like
well,
the Tasmanian.
They don't actually sound like the cartoon Tasmanian devil. You know that, right?
No, but they screech really loud. And
yeah,
they do
but
have, like,
sound, you can't eat that.
You've been feeding my cat, Shadow, a licking lap throughout the show, and she's just, like, all over you.
She looks crazy.
It does. It brings out those crazy eyes because she wants more of it.
No, you have to sit for it. Thank you.
Good girl. She does. She listens really well. I'm telling you, the Lick and Lap is amazing by VitaCraft if you want to train your cat. And cats are very trainable, as you know.
You can train them.
You just don't find a lot of cat trainers out there like there are dog trainers.
I've trained cats, but I can't, you know, guarantee that I could work with just any cat because long-haired cats give me asthma attacks. But Shadow, I remember I was teaching her shake.
Right? Yeah.
So she didn't forget. Here, you want this? Thank you. Good job.
Yeah, it's funny because you really can get them to train them like that.
And then I don't give her a treat. When I'm giving her a treat, I don't give her one until she sits for me.
Kayla, at Cam's school, you were saying that they have animals at his school, which I think is a great idea. And I know there's a national program out there that funds some things and so on and so forth. I'll have to look that up for you. But what kind of animals do they have in his class?
Well, in the class, there's a tortoise. There's a big rabbit. There's some chicks. And when they're turning into chickens, they'll put them outside in the little area they have. I've never seen the pig, but Camden swears there's a pig.
Is it big? Does he say that it's big or
no,
little
No, he
pig?
Said it's a little pig.
Oh, okay. It will be
they
big.
They feed it yeah. sometimes. So, yeah, and then there's a squirrel right in the front.
And they have a squirrel inside?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
That's
pretty
so
cool. I mean, kids...
I would have loved to go to that school when I was a kid.
Me too.
I would like to go to it now.
But I'll tell you, I could not imagine not having a pet in my house when I was a kid because,
yeah.
you know, went through a lot in my childhood, and my dog was my best buddy, you know, to talk to and stuff. And sometimes kids, they'll, okay, you know, you work in the social world, and it's basically kids will go to their animal pet to talk to more than they would have a conversation with their parents.
That was me.
Or a sibling. Yeah,
yeah we have
that's a lot of kids.
We have a dog at the courthouse that if they're afraid to testify, they can take the dog with
oh,
them.
Oh, it's an emotional
that's,
support
yeah.
dog.
That's
Aww,
cool.
I love that.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Congratulations to the winners out there that have won some stuff on the show today. And to Robert, who went with Cat Treats from VitaCraft, and Ann, who went with Dog Treats from Good Pets Foods. We say goodbye for this hour. Spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Bye for now. Thanks, Sydney.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.